I'd been bugging my parents to go get tested, and they were walking at the Blues Fest one day and saw a big banner that said, get tested here today for hepatitis C. And you were the person there, and you tested them. My mom, as she described it to me later, she talked to you for hours and hours. And I should call you because at the time I was in the really deep, dark place. And I was like, Mom, no, I'm not going to call this strangers because you liked a person. No. And finally I called you and I felt like I was a person again.
We became instant friends on that phone call.
And yeah, and I felt like we had fun talking to each other too.
I mean, what surprised me about it was at the Blues Fest that you mentioned, I mean, we test hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember people, but I remember your parents. You know, I'm a pretty passionate person and can come on strong. And I think I inundated your mom with information. It was like, have your daughter call me. And I wanted you to call me.
You were mad and you were swearing and you were real. And it helped me realize that I should be mad and I should be angry and that I could just be that up front and that I didn't have to hide that.
I just felt really excited by the opportunity to connect with someone.
When I was first diagnosed and when I was first telling people, I had this one sentence I would say. I just found out I have hepatitis C. I got it the day I was born from a blood transfusion. And it was like this one run-on sentence because I wanted to make sure, like, people know, like, I'm not one of those people. I'm not a drug user. I didn't, like, deserve this. And my perspective there has changed completely in meeting other people with hep C and going to support groups.
You got this diagnosis, and it was probably a relatively sort of long process to get there. But I'm curious, what was that like for you?
First, I had to fight to get a prescription at all. My doctor was like, well, they're not even going to cover it, so I'm not going to prescribe it. And if I hadn't talked to you, if I hadn't talked to Hepatitis Education Project in Seattle to have this knowledge with me as I went in there, I wouldn't have known what to demand and what to ask for. So what I needed was a biopsy, and I needed a prescription. So I needed my insurance to deny it so that I could appeal, and then they could deny it again, and then I could apply to the drug company's patient assistance program. And I did all of those things, and that's how I got this drug for free, completely free to me. Instead, I walked in. She sat me down. I'm so sorry. So hepatitis C is a virus, it's a bad thing. It lives in your liver. And I interrupted her, and I said, I was diagnosed in May. I've had it since I was born. I've had it 34 years. I have the following extrahepatic manifestations. I need a biopsy, and I want you to prescribe Harvoni. And that changed the conversation. I got medication, and I had every resource in the world available to me. I have a job. I have a good salary. I have health insurance. I have family that supports me. I've had no stigma. No one's rejected me. I speak English. I have access to internet and research. And that is why I have this medicine and no other reason. And that's not fair.